Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
As a follow-up to our podcast from a couple days ago, the other thing I want you to remember about all of these new distributors is that no matter what you do or don't do, you cannot create a runner. And here's what I mean by that, okay? Because that may sound like I'm contradicting what I said in my previous podcast about, making sure that we're not writing off people too early and walking with them through emotions and feelings and self-development, okay? But here's the thing. Leaders can a lot of times, especially when you're new to something like this and you haven't quite had enough experience to know, you know, the ins and outs and the workings of how this functions, okay? Leaders can tend to beat themselves up about the job that they do for their team. Leaders can feel like it's their fault that people are not trying to work the business. It's their fault that, their distributors don't get their first four customers. And they ask, you know, what else can I be doing? You know, what could I do to help these people see the vision and work the business? How do I get these people to work? And they take it on themselves. Like it's something that they are doing wrong. Like you may be feeling right now that you're doing something wrong as a leader because your people aren't doing anything. Do you feel that way? And if you don't feel that way, okay, if you're a leader in this company, if it's been a while, and you've already worked through this, you may have somebody who is new that is feeling this way, and you may not know how to answer them. But the thing I want you to remember is, although we do need to help people as much as they want to be helped, we do need to help them through personal development, getting over those feelings, make sure they know that we value them as a person, not just a box on our chart. All of that is very true, okay? But even if we do all of that, even if we work through those emotions, provide the tools for them to get over their fears, to get over themselves, to, see what's possible, borrow our belief, okay? All that is part of our job. But when we do all of that and they still decide that this is not for them, that is not on us as the leader. That is not something that we need to feel guilt about or feel like we have failed them as a leader to fail to get them to see their potential. So this is kind of the opposite of what I was talking about before, where when this happens, sometimes leaders can get really negative and think badly about the person. Other leaders, particularly yellows, other leaders can start to take the blame on themselves and feel very defeated that they are doing something wrong and that's why their new little team is not flourishing yet. And that's what I want to just put to bed today. Let's put this to rest. Is nothing you do or don't do is going to create a runner. Now, if you walk with somebody through their fears, their hesitations, walk them through personal development to develop that character that it takes. If they already had it in them, then you might see a runner take off. But let me be very clear that you did not create that runner. You helped somebody develop their character. You helped them work through personal issues they were having. But did you create a runner when they weren't a runner already? No. You helped them unearth what was there and work through that personal stuff that can hold somebody back. Now, beyond that, no amount of training, power hours, energy exerted on your point, on your behalf, tagging people in posts, messaging people to follow up and check in on them, messaging distributors to check on them, giving them daily tasks, no amount of any of that will create a runner. So that's what I want you to remember. Okay, now I've got more in podcasts coming up. So don't, this is not a negative thing, okay? But my point to this podcast is for those who are feeling guilty that this is their fault, that they're doing something wrong, and that's why these distributors are not working, because that is not the truth. two out of 10 people that you enroll will even give this business a shot once they're enrolled. Only two out of 10 people. Those are the industry statistics. So the first thing we need to, well, the second thing, first thing was make sure we're not thinking negatively about these people who decide that this is not for them. The second thing is to make sure that we are not thinking negatively about ourselves when these people decide not to do the business, or that this isn't for them, or can't get over themselves. It is not a reflection on you as the leader. That is just, this is not their time, or this business is not for them. Okay, so release that guilt today. You're not doing anything wrong. And listen, we've got lots more to come in the podcast coming up. So tune in next time and we will talk about how to get your team flourishing and on the path to making that check that you need for your family.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.